Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. As it hosts the G20 summit, China has spared no effort to make sure the event is a success. Residents of China's historic city of Hangzhou say they are proud their hometown was chosen to host the G20 meetings. VOA's Bill Ide in Hangzhou reports that President Obama has been under pressure to seek some breakthroughs on an array of issues as he meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
This is an effort of management. The president wants to have a good trip, but he's going to raise the issues that he feels are important, as will Xi Jinping. But both are in a management stage at this point. There's the elections coming up in the United States soon, and we'll have a new president. And so China's not going to necessarily jump into anything too drastic. And the same way, China is going through a leadership reshuffle next year. And so on both sides, there's a lot ahead that is uncertain. So you wouldn't expect that they would have too big of a breakthrough in any area.
That is VOA correspondent Bill Ide in Hangzhou, China. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has declared a state of lawlessness after militants claim responsibility for bomb blasts that killed 14 people. Explosion hit a market in Duterte's hometown, Davao. Uzbekistan ruler for more than 25 years, Islam Karimov, has died. Uzbek authorities saying the 78-year-old had been in a coma for days before being pronounced dead on Friday evening. He led Uzbekistan since the collapse of the Soviet Union. This is VOA News.